Hey Gratitude Seeker, today we will look at the three things that we are grateful for when it comes to the month of February. Are you ready? Let's take our traditional deep breath in and out. And I want to first start by asking you if you've written down the three things you're grateful for when it comes to the month of January. If you haven't done so yet, I invite you to do that because it will be great at the end of these 12 episodes to be able to see this beautiful overview of your year. So let's get back to February. In case you missed the last episode, the best way, for me at least, to remember what happened in February 2018 is to look at my photos album. Last year I recommended Facebook as well, and that's a good option, but unfortunately they made it a little bit more complicated to actually look at specific months from the past year. But I also use Instagram. If you don't post a lot on Instagram, it's much easier to scroll down and to see posts from a particular period from your life. So to get some ideas, I will start with my own three gratitudes for February of 2018. And the first one is the fact that I met Jeremy Ryan Slate, a guest on the podcast, but also someone who became a friend as well. And I'm really grateful for his friendship, for all of his help, and also for his very thoughtful video message that he sent after the interview. And I'll play it for you because I think it's really powerful.
Hey guys, Jeremy Slate here. I am the co-founder of Command Your Brand Media and the host of the Create Your Own Life podcast. And I recently got to go on Georgian Benta's Gratitude podcast. And it was really interesting because I've never really gotten to look at gratitude like that. And it actually gave me the realization of how often I'm grateful in my own life and business and how I've actually worked those practices into a lot of the things I do. And they've just become such a part of me that I never really realized that before. And I think it's really awesome that Georgian is able to offer this to his audience in such a way that they can really see, for those of us that really are living in a grateful way, how we've just worked this into our lives and how they can do the same. And it doesn't have to be this very thought out process. It could just be part of who you are and how you live. So Georgian, thank you so much for having me. And if you have not checked out Georgian Benta's Gratitude podcast, be sure to do so.
Quite a beautiful message, isn't it? And my second reason to feel grateful for the month of February is the fact that I got my first sponsor for the podcast. It's really wonderful when you put your heart and soul into something, and finally, after a lot of work, you get rewarded. And even though it wasn't a huge sponsorship deal, I felt very grateful that my work is appreciated and that I'm able to earn some income thanks to that. Until that moment, it was just a labor of love, which I really enjoyed doing, but that wasn't easy to sustain financially and time-wise. So for me, it was a really beautiful experience knowing that my work is appreciated and it's valued. And my third reason to be grateful about the month of February is the fact that the Gratitude podcast reached 200,000 downloads. And I wanted to add this third reason to be grateful about the month of February because I want to give you an idea, a perspective. What I'm actually most grateful about when it comes to this is seeing how much the Gratitude podcast grew. In February, there were 200,000 downloads, and now there are more than 750,000 downloads. And this makes me really grateful because we as human beings love to grow. We love to develop ourselves, and it actually makes us happy to know that we are better than we were a few months ago, a few years ago, or in my case, 10 months ago. I'm really grateful that in the last 10 months, the Gratitude Podcast more than tripled in the number of downloads. And that means that many more people were able to enjoy the episodes of the Gratitude Podcast. And now they have the opportunity to find more gratitude in their life. And that makes me really happy, knowing that I'm able to reach so many people from all around the world, and that I'm making their experience of life at least a little bit more beautiful and more enjoyable. But let's get back to you. Do you have something in the month of February that you can compare with today so that you can see how much you grew personally, inside, outside, great decisions that you were able to make? I'm sure that you can find at least one thing. And also for the other two, look at your photos from February and go through those experiences. Maybe look on Instagram and see what you posted in February and find the highlights from your own life and write them down. Ideally in the same place where you've written down the beautiful experiences, memories, people or things that you're grateful for in the month of January. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing. I wish you an amazing day, and don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.